Vayera Elov Hashem Beilonei Mamre, Vihu Yoshef Pesach HaOhel Kechom Hayom. Vayera Elov Hashem, Hashem appeared to him, Beilonei Mamre. So the Ben Poras Yosef, which is what we'll start off with tonight, was the, one can arguably say the prime Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, because he was the one, the first one to put the Baal Shem Tovs, but we know there was the Maggid of Mezrich, who was the primary student in terms of passing on the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov orally and being mamed other Talmidim in the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. But Rav Yaakov Yosef, who wrote the Toldos, but also wrote another sefer, the Ben Poras Yosef, as well as other svarim, so he was the first one to commit the writings and the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov to writing, into svarim. And he writes on this week's parsha, Yesh bo beiz bechinos. Speaking here about his bodhidus, that when a person tries to connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu by sitting quietly, pushing out all other thoughts and connecting, he said, Aleph, the first type, is his bodhi beino, lebein elokov, yochol lidavik bo yisparach v'lo b'yosa me'urav bein anashim. A person needs to go out into the forest, out into his quiet place, an empty base medrash, and there he tries to connect to Hashem. And he's able to do that dafka in private, dafka where it's quiet. Bechina beis is shegam biyosa bein anashim dabuk b'machshav tovo yisparach. The second one, another whole nother level, a whole nother bechina of dveikus, of connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that even when he's amongst other people, his mind is connected to Hashem. Tells us that Bechina Aleph, the first connection, the first level of Dveikus, was the Milo of Noach, and the second was the Milo of Avraham. That Noach, Es Elokim Es Aleich Noach, Noach had the ability to really connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Dabuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he did that alone, he did it in private. But Avraham was able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even Behiyoso Mu'urav Bein Anashim, even when he was amongst other people. And he says, "Ubezeh yuvan," and with this you can understand the pasuk "Vayera elav Hashem." Hashem appeared to him. B'shem atomer shemaylezu hu lo rak biyosu v'veiso v'lo biso chayir shisham b'tzeiso mi pesach beiso az lepetach atas roveitz. That you might say that Avram, yeah, vayera elav Hashem. Hashem appeared to Avram, but when he was in his house alone. But not when he was out and the Yetzirah was lurking behind every single corner. Lachain, therefore the Pasuk says, Vayera Elav Hashem, where? Be'elonei Mamre. Ratzalomar. Shigam bihiyoso besocha ir shenikra Elonei Mamre. Even when he was in Elonei Mamre, even when he was in the city, still, Sheshama Yetzirah Motzoi, Lios Mamrim, Neged Hashem Yisbarach. Spoke about this, that Mamre is Loshan Mamrim. Still, Gam Sham Vayera Elav Hashem. Even though he was in Elone Mamre, still there Vayera Elav Hashem. That Avram, and he pits Avram here against Noach, Avram had the ability, super dveikus, not just this first level where when he's by himself and he's meditating, he's able to connect, to be dovach, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even when he's amongst other people, he's able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This super level of Dveikus is described, that's attributed by Rav Yaakov Yosef to Avraham, is described many years before Rav Yaakov Yosef by the Rambam in his Mor Nevuchim. Chelek Gimel, Perek Nun Aleph. What does the Rambam say? He says, Aval bihigia ish mibnei Adam, me'asagas ha'amitos v'simchoso, b'mesh ha'isiglinin shiebo mispar... It happens that a person has such a clear hasaga of Hashem. Now I just want you to hear how similar this is. We have to remember the Rambam was before the movement of the Hasidim. The Rambam predated the Baal Shem Tov. And wouldn't always be our first, although that may be because of a lack of understanding. But there are those who wouldn't necessarily think that the Rambam would be holding hands with Rav Yaakov Yosef saying the same thing. But what does he say? He says, Shiebo misaper b'nei adam misasek b'tzarchei gufo, that a person can reach a level that even when he's dealing with people, and he's misasek b'tzarchei gufo, he's dealing with gashmias, with regular mundane things. v'sichlo kulo b'esahi yieh im ha'eloka yisborach v'hu lefonov tamid b'libo. That Hashem is mamish in front of this person at every second. V'afap yishe b'gufo im b'nei Adam. And even though his body is with people, where's his mind? Where's his heart? With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zosa madrecha eini omer shi madrecha kol ha'neviim. I'm not saying that this madrega is the madrega of every Navi even. Rak omer shi madregas Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that this is the madrega, however, of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was even being osek b'tzarchei gufo, his mind was completely kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zos gamkein madregas ha'avos. And this is also the madrega of the avos. Asher higia kirvasam el ha'lokai yizbarach ad shenodishmo bohem li'olam. They were so dabuk to Hashem that Hashem's name and their name became intertwined with each other. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Zeh Shmi Li'olam. Ki Elu Ha'arba, these four individuals, Moshe, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Ha'avos, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hizboyer Bohem, Min Ha'is Achtos Be'loka, they had perfect unity with God. V'hoye Im Zeh Mis'askim Ba'adhogos B'nei Adim, when they were being mar b'mamon, u'mishtadlim b'miknel b'chavod, they were dealing with their animals and with other things that needed to be done. Loya osim osarak be'evarim levad. They were only doing this with their evarim. Their evarim were going through the motions of dealing with their animals and dealing with their livelihoods. But libosam v'deosam lo yasuru milifnei eloka. But their hearts, their minds, weren't disconnected at all from Hashem. Elu ha'arba omdim al tachlis zeh ha'shlemus etz eloka v'hashkachaso aleim. When they were planting, when they were sweeping the house. This is because they were dedicated. Their lives were dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring His name into the world. And then he ends, this is not a level, though, that every person is able to reach. This is the level of Avram. This is the level of Moshe. So we see that from Vayera Elav Hashem Belonei Mamre, that the Torah is being Meshabeach Avram, Dafka Avram, because Avram was able to connect to Hashem even when he was Me'urav Im Shar B'nei Adam. And the Rambam tells us explicitly in Mor Nevuchim that what? That this level was Miyuchad for the Avos, a level Miyuchad for Moshe Rabbeinu. And it seems that us, simple folk, this is something that's completely beyond us, to be davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to such a degree. In fact, the Torah tells us in four times in the Torah, tells us, is mitzave us, to be davak to Hashem. Dveikus is brought down as a tzivoy in the Torah. What does the Pasuk tell us? I'll read us one. Pasuk tells us in Ekev, Ki im shamor tishmarun, es kol ha-mitzvah hazos. Asher anochi mitzave eschem lasos. So if you keep all of the mitzvos, this is Devarim Yud Aleph Chaf Beis, 11:22. Li avos Hashem Elokeichem, to love Hashem, lo leches b'chol drachav, to follow in the path of Hashem, mitzvah or not mitzvah? Mitzvah. Ule dovka bo, and to cling to Him, to be dovak to Hashem. So there are those who say, no, it's a hatacha, it's not a mitzvah. But the truth is that if you look, it seems like, at least in some of the Farshim, and certainly Chazal understood, that this pasuk is being mitzaves, a mitzvah to have dveikus. It's not just a mila, it's not just a nice thing to have, it's mamash a mitzvah. However, in line with what we've seen so far in the Ben Paras Yosef and in the Mor Nevuchim, it appears that this level is so beyond us that Chazal had to take the mitzvah of dveikus and flip it on its head. What does the Gemara tell us in Ksubas? Take a look at the third source. V'hatem adveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kuchem hayom. V'chi efshar ledvukei b'shchina. V'hatem adveikim. You should cling to Hashem. So the Gemara asks, the famous Gemara, is it possible to cling to Hashem? V'haksiv ki Hashem Elokech eish ochla. He's a all-consuming fire. How could you ever connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ela kol ha'masiya bito l'tamar chacham. Anyone who marries, he marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Or, osa pragmati a Talmud Chacham. He sells things, you know, maybe for a reduced rate to a Talmud Chacham. Umehane Talmidei Chachamim. Minachasav. He feeds them, you know, there are certain shittas that bring down that you're mekayim the mitzvah of the Nachas Orchim. more with a Talmud Chacham, because you're being Mahana Talmud Chacham. Ma'alalava kasef kilu midabek b'shchina, midbak b'shchina. Kiyotze b'davar, we find another pasuk. Li'avot Hashem alokecha l'dov kabo, v'chiyef shel adol midabek b'shchina, elakol amasiyah bita l'tamud chacham, v'osa pragmati l'tamud chachamim, v'amahana tamud chachamim minichosef, ma'alalava kasef kilu midabek b'shchina. So what did Chazal do? The Torah told us what? The Torah told us to cling to Hashem. Dveikus! Think about Hashem, connect to Hashem, have your mind connected to Him. And what does Chazal do? They flip the chiyuv on its head. Marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Be mahana Talmud Chacham with your mamon. What do you mean? What about Dveikus? Dveikus mamish, connect to Hashem. Meditate. Have your mind be connected with Hashem's mind. Ki'ilu kaviyachol. What happened to that Mila that we spoke about? Oh, you see, it's like what we were saying, it seems. That Dveikus, yes, there's a tremendous connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dveikus Mamish, where your Mamish connected to Hashem, your mind is connected. But that's a tremendous Mila, it's not Shaykh to us. So Chazal gave us a different mitzvah to be Mekayim the mitzvah. You want to be Mekayim the mitzvah, Dveikus? Marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Be Mahana a Talmud Chacham. And that's what it would appear. The truth is, if you look in the Ramban on the Pasuk, seems like he does the same thing. Ramban on Dvarim, Parak Yud Aleph Pasuk Chaf Beis, fourth source on the sheet. It says in Yehoshua, Ubishem Elohechem, Elohehem, Lo Tazkiru, don't mention the idolatrous gods, little, small, lowercase g, Velo, not to take a shvua, not to serve them, not to tishtachavu lahem, Ki im b'Hashem Elokeichem, only serve Hashem. Sorry, Ki im b'Hashem Elokeichem tidbaku. Rather, all you should do is cling to Hashem. Kasher asisim ad hayom hazeh. So im kein, the Ramban says, Hi azhara me azhara savor azhara. You see that the mitzvah to be dovek to Hashem is really what? It's really to avoid avod azhara. The pasuk says in Yoshua, don't serve other gods, rather cling to Hashem. So Ramban says, maybe that's the pshat by us also. And the pasuk says to cling to Hashem. It means, hold on to Hashem. Don't go anywhere else. Hold on to Hashem. Hold on to Him. Nobody else. That's maybe what it means, dveikus. Cling to Hashem. Not to avodah zarah. Imkein, he has hara, may have asar avodah zarah. Shelo tiparid machshavto min Hashem el Elohim acherim. Don't allow your mind to cling to other gods. Don't think that any other force in the world has any power. Elakol Ephes, the Ayin. Vihinezek, Moshamar Od, the Oso Savtu, Vosid Bakun. Vakavanel Hasir, Shlo Yavod Hashem, Vizuloso, El Hashem Levado. Yavod believe over myself. Rather, that a person should cling to Hashem and all of your actions should be to this specific person. Right? Cling to this. Just means don't get bogged down by everything else. Stick with this. Like you say with someone, stick with it, stick with it. It's a good idea, stick with it. So that's what it means, the mitzvah of Dveikus, the Ramban says, perhaps. Stick with Hashem. Don't put your eggs in any other basket. Stick to Hashem.
The Ramban is very different than the Gemara, though.
The Ramban is very different than the Gemara. But you see, the common denominator between the Ramban and the Gemara is that they're not saying what the Rambam said. And they're not saying what the Ben Poras Yosef said. The mitzvah of Dveikus is not to connect with your mind and to be mamish dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day. It's very practical. Very practical things. However, the plot is about to thicken. Because, dun dun dun, the Ramban, a few paragraphs later, says, although maybe it means something else. What does the Ramban say? Take a look at the next source. V'itachein, Shetichlo hadveika lomar. Now listen carefully, because these are famous words. Shetehe zachor Hashem. Maybe it means that you should remember Hashem. The ahavaso tamid. Maybe it means you should remember Hashem always, and your love for God should be always. Lo tipared machshav techa mimenu, and never turn your thoughts away from Him. B'lech techa baderech v'shach techa v'kumecha. Till it reaches the point that you're speaking with other people, bepiv ublishono, your mouth and your lips, though they're moving, your mouth and lips are moving, you're having a conversation, the libo einenu imahem, but your mind is not there. Aval hu lifnei Hashem, you're sitting there schmoozing about the Yankee game, and your mom is standing in the Beis HaMikdash. You're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, your lips are moving, words are even coming out, and they may even make a little bit of sense. But you are mamish not there. V'yitochein ba'anche ha'mayla hazos, shtei nafsham gam b'chayehem, tzrura b'tzrura chayim. When a person passes away, we say that what should happen? Nishmaso should be tzrura b'tzrura chayim. That now his soul should be mamish, engraven. It should be in there with Hashem. And he says there are people who it's possible while they're alive, that's where they're holding. And that even though they're going through the motions, they're doing it. They're going to the post office and they're buying eggs. And they're taking care of all the things that they need to do. But even when that's going on, they're mamish connected to Hashem. Ki heim ba'atzmam ma'on l'shechina. They themselves are a dwelling place for the Shechina. And he says, and you know what? That pasuk that we just quoted from Yehoshua, right? Yehoshua said, "Stick to Hashem." And what was the end of the pasuk? Kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The Ramban says, you know what? I'll give you a totally different shot in that pasuk. What does it mean? When you were in the midbar, the anan Hashem aleim, the haman yored min Hashemayim, the aslav olev, the be'er lifneim tamid, the chol amaisam bidei Shemayim. When you were in the midbar and mamish everything around you, you were completely surrounded by the Anani HaKavod, you were shakua completely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course they were mamish davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we think of the midbar. What happened in the midbar? They complained a little bit and they ate some quail and a lot of people died. That's what we think about the midbar. But that was like three events out of 40 years. The rest of the time they were mamish learning and they were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they were oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, what was Avram doing his whole life? You think that Avram was running around and shechting animals and serving it to people, and you think that he was, the few stories that we have, okay, he did those things, and he did plenty of mitzvos. But Avram Avinu was spending this entire day meditating, teaching, but mamish davak HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24 hours a day. And he says, the Ramban, that could be pshat in the pasuk in Yehoshua. What did he mean, cling to Hashem like you've done until now? Kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. What he meant was, we're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, guys. And what are you going to do when you get into Eretz Yisrael? You're going to build up the land. You're going to plant vineyards. You're going to have animals. You're going to have your farm that you've always dreamed of in the Golan. You're going to have your big farm. And you're going to be a farmer. And you're going to be taking care of building houses and building a society. But even when you're doing those things, make sure you're still Davak HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you were until now. Even when you leave the Dalet Amos of the Anani HaKavod and you go out there into the world, and you're doing gashmius mundane things. While you're doing that, don't lose the dveikus that you had until now. So now all of a sudden, we have a totally different picture coming out here. Yeah, the Gemara told us that it means to be masiya bito l'tamid chacham. And maybe it means to be mahan l'tamid chacham. But the Ramban himself, within two sentences, told us other reasons, like not to turn towards other gods. And then he tells us this tremendous maila. And says that this could also be pshat in the pasuk when it commands us to be davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's going on here? How many different possible things can we say for dveikus? And how can the Ramban in one breath tell us such a mundane, normal thing of stick with God? You know, don't go after other things. Don't think that the moon has power and the sun has power. Stick with God. And then tell us, oh no. What it also means is Klal Yisrael, even when you go and you join and you have mundane life, you know, you leave yeshiva, and you're not learning morning Seder, afternoon Seder, night Seder. You're not thinking about Torah every second before while because you're not learning Torah. But have it in your mind. When you go out for the summer and you go to camp, have Torah in your mind every second. How can the Ramban say that in the same breath? So not answering this specific question, but I saw in the Sefer Mitzvah Samelach, where he's discussing the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, who also says something, but I think his Mahalach can answer this up. The answer is that the mitzvah in the Torah, avada, the mitzvah in the Torah is to be davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be connected, tzrur b'tzrur hachayim, to be connected, mamish in there, your head, into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shivisi Hashem l'negdi samad, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second of the day. That is certainly the ultimate mitzvah. But the Torah gives us many different ways to connect to that mitzvah, because not everyone's on the madrega. Yeah, Klal Yisrael, maybe we're ready for that when they came. and maybe the Avos were there, and maybe Moshe was there. But ultimately, the mitzvah is to have dveikus. But the Torah gives us practical suggestions for ways to build our lives in a way that will come to that level. So yeah, be masiya bitchal l'tamid chacham. Spend time with tamidei chachamim. Be mahana them. Because by doing that, you'll inch yourself closer, and perhaps prepare yourself for the ultimate kiyum mitzvah of tzveikus, which is what? To be tzur b'tzur achayim. To be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have your mind mamish connected. In truth, I'll take questions in a second, we find hints. Because what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a tension, a stress, a conflict. We have the Ben Paras Yosef and the Rambam telling us that this was the Milah of Adam, this was the Milah of Moshe, this is the Milah of Yechidim. And in fact, we have a Gemara telling us that there are practical ways to do it. But the Kasav Ashlishi, the source that really makes us start to contemplate here, is this Ramban, who tells us that no, maybe the Torah is being mitzvah. Maybe when the Pasuk tells me to be Dovuk, it's telling me to mamish be Dovuk, like what the Ben Paras Yosef was talking about. Like what the Rambam was talking about. And certainly we have to understand that there are madregos here. Right? A person can work on being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and work on connecting himself and thinking and having Hashem on his mind, Shivis Hashem L'Negdi Samet, and he might not be on the madrega and accomplish the level of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samet that Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished. But it doesn't mean that he's not accomplishing, right? The bottom line, the floor, is that you have to try to be Masiya Bitcha La Oved Kochav, to Tamar Chacham, excuse me. And that you have to deny Avodos Kochavim. And that you have to be Mahana Tamar Chacham. That's the baseline. If you do that, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. But all mitzvahs are like that, right? You want to shake the lulav. So there's a certain way you shake the lulav. You shake the lulav in a certain way, you'll see the mitzvah. You have Achnas Zorachim. So you give them certain basic things. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Achnas Zorachim. But you can do it on a deeper level. And when you shake the lulav, you can have certain kavanos, and you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah on a deeper level. And every mitzvah can be done on a deeper level, deeper level, deeper level. You see, we start to find hints throughout the Doros, between the Rambam and ourselves, that it wasn't just the Avos, and it wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu, that we're able to connect to this madrega of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samet, of Dveikus. Take a look, the Noam Elimelech, top of the page. The Noam Elimelech tells us about Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva, when he was Mispalel B'Yachid, it says that sometimes a person would find him on one side of the room, and a few minutes later he'd be on the other side of the room. He got so into davening that somehow his body just took him from one side of the room to the other in the middle of davening. And he tells us, Ki kein derech hatzadik. Afshu medaber, and he says there, the line before, that even though people, he gives a little bit of a different shot in the Gemara. What does it mean that he starts off in one zavis and really he ends up in another zavis, another corner? The Noam Elimelech says that doesn't mean like literally like you walked into the room and he started in one corner, he ended up in another corner. It means that people had one perspective of him, and really the emes was something totally different was going on. People saw him and they thought that he was just in Olam Hazeh doing regular things. He was in the Olamas Elyonim. He was doing things that people thought, oh, he's being a regular person, mundane person. They didn't realize that he was really up in the Olamas Elyonim. And he says, V'chein derech ha-tzadik. This is actually the derech of the tzadik. Afshu medaber in b'nei Adam, d'chol zos nafsho kshura l'mala be'olamos. Even though he's speaking and acting like regular people, really he's connected so much deeper. Noam Elimelech says this also in Pasha Shlach. Hine yesh tzadik b'madrega elyona ma'od, shehu dovuk tamid, v'lo yachridu shum tirda. Even if he's speaking about Gashmi things, and we know that during the time of especially the early Rebbes, this is before the Yira Kadosh and before there was the whole Ma'apecha and Chasidus, but certainly the early Rebbes dealt specifically with Dvarim Gashmiim. They were there to give Eitzas to their followers in very mundane things. They used to come to the Rebbe to ask about mundane things. Later generations, the Rebbe became more of a figure, a Torah figure, in the sense of a person who was looked at for psak and a person who was looked at for learning. But certainly in the early generations, the Rebbe was looked at as a folk hero, if I can even say it. A person who was looked at by the common man to turn to for regular basic things. So these lines are very loaded when the Noam Elimelech says this. When he tells us that the tzaddik even though he's speaking Bidvarim Gashmian, because he was. He spent many times. We have many rebbes who is a famous. I think it might have been the Rebbe from Lublin who writes that he wanted to write an entire sefer on Taros or on Kachim, and he kept starting it, but he never had time to finish because he was always dealing with people's needs. He never had time to finish the sefer.
Wasn't that like the Avnei Nezer? How his chassidim always bogged him down.
And he didn't have time. Maybe the Avnei Nezer as well. But the point here from the Noam HaElimelech is that even though the Rebbe is dealing with Dvarim Gashmiim, still, he's still mechavim bohem kavon el yone, still completely connected above. So, we start to see hints that it's not only Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avos, that were connected. We have a similar Eidus from the Magid. Which Magid? The Beis Yosef, we know the Beis Yosef, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, author of the Beis Yosef, the author of the Kesef Mishnah. So we wrote another sefer called the Magid Meisharim, and we're Zoche, hopefully later in the year, to go to Tzvas. So we'll see the room where they say that the Beis Yosef had his chavrusa with the Magid. But the Beis Yosef wrote an entire sefer that was a record of a chavrusa that he had with the Magid Meisharim, some type of angelic figure that came to him from time to time and learned with him. So this is an excerpt from that record on Parshas Miketz. Orl Yom Shabbos Chaf Ches Kislev. You can imagine the Beis Yosef sitting there, small little room, writing down after the experience. He writes, it's Orl Yom Shabbos Chaf Ches Kislev Hashem Imcha. This is him recording what the Magid said to him. Hashem is with you. V'chol asher ata useh, v'taseh, Hashem matzliach. Rak ki tidbok bo, bi, b'torasi, that Hashem wanted me to tell you, the angel says, that when you're connected to me with my Torah, with my Mishnah, v'lo tafrid machshavosech, afilu reka echad, and you're so connected and you never disturb your thoughts. U'bekein eskecha la'alos b'malos el yonos. And through this, you've been zocha to reach the highest levels. Lochein shema b'koli la'asher ani mitzaveh oscha. So listen to what I'm about to tell you. I'm about to instruct you. Ure'ei ki kfi mash tafrid machshavosecha mimeni hayeroi la'azvecha. When you stop thinking about me, I'm going to leave you. When you think about me, I'm with you. If you stop thinking about me, I'm out. What should you do? Tamid tira shem havaya l'neged einecha. You should always try to keep the image of Shem Hashem in front of you. Let's just remind ourselves so we don't accidentally stumble across kefir. That the Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke, even though we call that the Shem Etzah, all the other Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are kinuyim for Hashem. Okay? Elokim is that he's Baal Kochos Kulam. Rachum, Chanan, these are kinuyim for Hashem. Yudke Vavke is the Shem Etzah. It is the Shem that is the most connected to Hashem's essence. But make sure this is clear. Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is not Hashem. It too is a manifestation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is nothing in this world that is Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei is not God. We do not pray to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it is not God in a word. It is a Giloy of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's a very important point. But he says, keep the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei in your mind, blazing in your mind. Ki'ilu hayuk suvim leneged einav ve'einav ros. Sorry, I'm skipping. Kasov b'ksav eish, it should be written in fire. B'dyo shachor, with black ink. Okay, I don't know what that means, fire with black ink. Because in my mind, fire is like reddish and black ink is blackish. But maybe it means black ink that's like inflamed in flames. The Sefer Torah Kusher, imagine in a Sefer Torah Kusher, I don't know exactly what that means either. What does a Sefer Torah Kusher look like? Unless it means with Sirtut and with, you know, Ksav Ashut, with the Ksav of a Sefer Torah. But keep that image in your head. Ubechein tira v'tachrid milafanav k'mo shamar David, shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. V'im kotas, if you do this, li'davet machshavosecha tamid bi, u'lushlo l'hafsik afilu rega, ezkecha lasos nisim v'l'niflos al yadecha k'mo b'yomim ha'kodmim. A pretty nice bracha. So we see a conversation like this already taking place in the time, much later, in the time of the Beis Yosef. One more testimony, the Shlo. Sefer Shlah Kadosh, which many people think is a Hasidic Sefer, but it's way before Shnei Luchos Habris. Thank you. It's way before the Baal Shem Tov was alive. He writes, "V'hinei bizmani haya b'kihila kadosha tzfas tikonein v'tivoneh b'mehera v'yamenu." I believe that stands for. It should be rebuilt soon. Talmud Chacham v'zakin muflag. There was a certain Talmud Chacham, old man. Hayom muflag b'chasidus, right? Chasidus here doesn't mean chasidus b'Baal Shem Tov, it means chasidus. B'yachid b'doro, v'hakol me'idim shmei olam lo bali deichet. And everybody was mad at him, mad on him, that he never sinned. V'gila sodo kodem moso, and he revealed his secret before he died. Shekol yomav, hayom mitzayer neged ro'os einov, osios yudke vavke. He always kept the Shem Hashem emblazoned in his mind. Even when he was eating, even when he was doing regular things. So what's my point by bringing all this? That this is what we should be doing? That you should walk out of here and start training yourself to have the Yud Kei Vav Kei emblazoned on your brain? So if you're on that level, devakasha. But the point is that when the Rambam said that this was the Madrega of the Avos, when the Ben Paras Yosef says this was the Maila of Avraham Abinu, Vayira Lov Hashem, Beilone Mamre, doesn't mean that we have no Shaychus to that Madrega. Doesn't mean that only the Avos can do this and hey, why are you trying it? Come on, the Rambam says it's only the Avos. It means that on a certain level, the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu were able to reach a certain level of this that we aren't ready for, that we're not able to do, or we're not. Not that we're not able to, but that we're not holding by. But it doesn't mean that you should forego the entire enterprise and say, you know what, I'm just going to shoot for the bottom. I'll marry my daughter off to a Talmud Chacham, I'll give some presents to a Talmud Chacham, and I'll be Mekayim Dveikus on the basic level. Certainly you should be Mekayim Dveikus on that level. That's what the Rambam paskens in the Sefer Mitzvos Mitzvah Vav. He says, Lehi Dovek B'Talmud Chachamim, B'chor, that's a kiyum of this Mitzvah Dveikus. But don't shoot for the bottom, shoot for the top. Who shoots for the bottom? When it comes to anything else in life, guys, no one says, I just want to get it's time to figure out a parnasa. Whatever, so I'll take the most basic thing. No one walks into the, if I give you my credit card, you're not going to walk into El Gaucho Steakhouse and say, you guys have a salad here? I'll take a salad. You know, what's the cheapest thing on your menu? Oh, you're going to go for the steak. Right? They used to, one of the tainas with Slabodka was that, you know, you speak about Madrigas Adam, you speak about Madrigas Adam, it's hard for people to reach such high levels. And the Alter Slabodka said, yeah, but if you tell someone to reach for 100, so he'll get an 80, an 85. If you tell him to shoot for a 60, so he'll get a 50 or a 60. Let him shoot for 100, so he'll get an 85, he'll get a 90. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Dveikus, it's not shayach to say, all right, I'll just be Mekayim on the most basic level. You see already from the Noam Elimelech, from the Magid Meisharim, and from the Shlah, right? Al pi shnei edim yakum davar. I brought you three. That it's shayach to connect to these levels. Okay, not to the level that Avram brought it to. He took it to the level. But just like with tefillah, okay, you can be yotzei the mitzvah with saying the words, but there are deeper levels of tefillah that you can get to. Okay, but I'm never going to reach the level of the amshinover, who's starting musaf on Yom Kippur when we're finishing up ne'ilah. And he davens completely bent over, and the kavani is sweating from a regular Shemona Esrei during the week. I'm never going to reach that level, so I guess I shouldn't have kavana. I'll just do the basics, you know, I'll just say the words, I'll be yotze. Chas v'shalom, we would never say such a thing. Certainly when it comes to dveikus, trying to have our thoughts, shvisi Hashem and Eiti Samet, to have Hashem on our mind. We're walking to the Chadar Ochel, to have Hashem on our mind a little bit, even when we're not learning. And the Sefer Agra Dekala, which is the dinner. So, right, he also the famous Sefer B'nai Yisaschar. So in his Sefer, he says here, this is a Sefer on the Torah. It's the next source on the sheet. V'halevi asher b'sharecha lo sa'azvenu, ki ein lo chelek v'nach lo yin lach. Pasuk in Devarim says, forget about the Levi. You may say, forget about the Levi. Don't say, the Levi, we'll forget about the Levi. He's got no chelek by us. So what does the Dinover understand the Pasuk's talking about on a deep level? Yesh remez l'shihi azhar l'adam l'bal yomar ma li l'sasek b'muskalos u'dveikus b'elokus. The Levi, the holy Levi, forget about him. He's got no chelek nachala by me. I'm not shayach to the level, to that level. That's not shayach to me. I'll be ozev oto. I'll leave him on the side. Don't say mali lith asek b'dveikus. I can never reach it completely. I can never reach the level of Moshe. I can never reach the level of the Avos. No, don't say this. Try as best as you can. And every time you have a small accomplishment, that will catapult you to the next level, and tomorrow you'll be ready for the next accomplishment, and the day after you'll be building off of this accomplishment, you'll be ready for the next one. Ubichol yom ubichol shah, Yosef ometz v'muskalos v'zbonus gadlos elokei olam. Al kein min haroi la'adam l'smach b'chelko. You should be happy with what you have that Hashem gave you, that which Hashem gave you with tevekus. And if you're happy with it and you work on it, Hashem will be ozer lo b'chol yom b'yom yoser v'yoser. And it's such a beautiful understanding of the pasuk. Don't say that the Levi, the Madrega, the Levi who represents the Baal Madrega, don't say, look, Sa'azvenu, you know, oh, I'll leave him on the side. Because I have no shaykhus to that. It's beautiful. Don't say that about the Levi. No, bring the Levi in. Bring him close. Befriend the Levi. Befriend that Maila. Try for it, because if you try for it, you'll see, Hashem will give you chazak, chazak v'nit chazek, you'll get stronger, and you'll be able to accomplish.
Rambam says anybody that wants to become a Levi.
Right, exactly, right. The famous Rambam, the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. Anyone, Yud Gimel Gimel, and Shemitah v'Yovel, I believe. Anyone who wants to attain the level of a Levi, you're going to say, I wasn't born a Levi. Translate, I'm not such a holy guy. Right? That's how the dinner would read that Rambam. I'm not such a holy guy. You know, look at that guy. He's a hand warmer. You know hand warmers. You know, he's a hand warmer. He sits. He warms his hands all day. I'm not on that level. You know, I'm a tough guy. I'm a little rough on the edges. I can't have tzitkus. I can't have a mila. That's not me. No such thing as that's not me. Anyone who wants to be a Levi can become a Levi. Beautiful. You're right. 100%. In fact, we're going to read now one of the most beautiful things. So beautiful. Rav Kook, in Oros HaKodesh, describing a person's relationship with Dveikus. And Rav Kook tells us, right, the Dinenberg just told us that a person has to try to strive for Dveikus. Rav Kook tells us that that's the most basic and natural element of who you are, Dveikus Bashem. HaDveikus Bashem, next source on the sheet, Zos hi hachuka hayoser tvi'it la'adam. You think if I give you a list of three things of what are the most natural urges and desires for a man, Dveikus might not be your number one choice. But Rav Kook says you don't realize that Dveikus Tashem is the most natural tshuka of a person. Ein hatshuka shel Dveikus hamuchletes be'elokim chayim or ein sof davar she'efshel lihiyot. This is not a... That's a nice thing to have. This is not an efshar lihiyos thing to take from the or of the Ein Sof. Lihiyot chilufo b'teva ha'avaya. That it's shayach that, you know, listen, you like hot dogs, and I like cotton candy, and he likes, you know, Metallica, and I like Dveikus Bashem. This is not just something else that you can exchange for something else in the world. Rather, k'shem sh'anu muchrochem l'chayot, l'hiyot nizonim umit gadlim, kach muchrochem anu l'yos tvekim b'ashem. This is a necessity, just like food is a necessity, to have a relationship and to be connected to Hashem is a necessity. Hadvekus, hanidbat minu b'chol malei nishmaso, which is just flowing from all sections of your soul, muchrochas hi l'yos holeches. Not only does it have to be there, but it needs to walk, to go, umit patachat, and to develop, to evolve, banu, within us. Holechas umit amekes behergesh. It has to deepen within us. Holechas umit chaveres behakara utvuna, to become clearer to us. Right? Holechas umitpatachas, umitpatachas, holeches umitamekes, holeches umitchaveres. It needs to develop, it needs to be deepened, it needs to become clear. Bishum ofen lo suchal ha'enoshiut. Humanity, it is impossible, no way can humanity exist. The gam kol ha'havaya, forget humanity, the world, all of creation, cannot exist. Below hazerem shel ha'tshuka ha'dveikut elokut. Without the flow of a constant desire for dveikus. Hachai tamid b'kirba, which is constantly living within us. This is the yisod of Perek Shira, that everything in the Bria is yearning out, calling out. I always think of such, I gave a shir this summer of trying to find things in the Bria that parallel realities in Avodas Hashem, right? Like gravity. The idea that there's something that's always pulling us down. And if you want to go up, you need to fight against the downward pull. That's a reality in the world. It's not just gravity. It's true in the physical world. There's something called gravity. But in spiritual physics as well, there's a concept called gravity. The Maseil Sharam talks about it all the time, that there's a constant pull down. So I was always amazed. I have plants outside my house. I invite all of you to visit my plants. I have plants outside my house. And it's amazing. I'm sure you learned about this in school. The direction where the sun is, the plants bend. The plant in front of my house, I promise you when I planted it, it started out like this. Because I bought it, I didn't start with seeds. I started with it already grown. And it is now tilted completely, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, towards the sun. Because the plant needs the sun. The plant, and it just, the entire plant is reaching out towards the sun. The entire Bria is reaching out towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're wondering why you don't always feel that pull. Well, we're getting there. HaChai Tamid Bikir Ba'afa Pishahu Ba'ofen Sosam Vinelam. However, Hayaldus, it's there, but it's hidden. Hayaldus Hanoshit, because when we're young, Biyamim HaChoshech, which are Av and Mugusham, when you're young, it's darkness, it's thick, it's Gashmius, right? What do you do when you're a child? If you ask my children, you sleep and you poop. That's what you do when you're a little kid. You're completely involved with Gashmius. You eat, you sleep, you cry. There's nothing spiritual going on there. Except for the smiling. Hanicha ba'olim yisodo shel chayim ke'ela. We get used to from our youth being migusham. We don't hear the voice within us. Sh'ikvus ha'dveikus elokis latzeis b'chol mali ha'orshela, which prevents the dveikut elokut to come out with its great light. However, and the truth is that even though we sometimes go through our lives, guys, and we don't always feel that so much, every once in a while you feel the pull a little bit. There's a famous mashal for this. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there was an old man who was in a park flying his kite. And it was a really windy day. And he flew the kite high, high, high up in the sky. And if you have ever flown a kite really, really high up in the sky, so you know that after a while it gets so high you can't even see it. It's like a speck in the sky. And especially, you know, you can imagine now the sun behind the kite. You don't see the kite. So this old man is flying a kite. And a little child walks by and he says, "What are you doing? What are you doing with that string?" So he says, "Oh, I'm flying a kite." This little kid looks up and goes, "I don't see a kite." The man says, Look, carefully. You'll see a little tiny speck. You'll see a kite." The kid says, "I don't see a kite. There's no kite there." "How do you even know that there's a kite?" "You don't see the kite, old man." So the old man says, "You're right, I don't see the kite. Just hold on to the string. You can feel the tug. You don't feel it every second, but every once in a while you feel a tug. And therefore, even if you don't see the kite, you know the kite's there because you feel the tug." And it's the same exact thing with Avodas Hashem. We don't always see Hashem. Everything's not always clear. Things are going bad. You don't always notice where Hashem is. But every once in a while you feel the tug. You don't even know what it is, but there's a little tug there. And that tug reminds you that there's something at the end of that string. There's something there. So we're all so used to Gashmius. We're brought up stuffing our faces. And we're brought up sleeping until 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday afternoon. We get up at 11 because we got to get ready for the pregame show because we got to see the football game. And if it wasn't for that, we'd sleep until 1 or 2 o'clock. So we're brought up in a certain context where we're so migusham. So we're not, our sensitivity is not there to hear the dvekas pulling out, calling out to us. But Rav Kook ends by saying, "Ein l'sha'er et sa'ara shel neshama ha'olamit haklalit." I cannot even exaggerate, he says, the pain of the soul. V'hatzar ha'pnimi ha'nishmati shel kol chai v'chol adam al halachatz haruchani. The spiritual tension, the spiritual stress, al minias hatov ha'gonis bekirbo, when the good within him is being blocked. Ha'me'ir kol kach, ha'me'adein kol kach, which is just so enlightening. Ha'me'chayei chai rochav, chai netza, chai gova v'az. Ve'achayim halalu, hinei muchrochim lo, heim etzem tivo v'havayato. This is who you are. If you've never learned a piece from Rav Kook, so this is the type of piece that will make you run out and just get your hands on everything he's ever written. Because this beautiful poetic passage here sums up what Dvekas is all about. It's the natural state of being a person. It's very late. I went way over time. But we can't end there. I'm going to ask you to just bear with me for a few more minutes. Because we need to just discuss. I'm not going to do them inside, although they're great makoros, so I'll have to take a look at them. But we have to speak a little bit practically, because this has been a little bit abstract. How do we, right now, Tavshin Ayin Aleph, how do we connect to, how do we start on this path? You know, start on the path of the Shla and the Magid Meisharim and the Noam Elimelech, to maybe one day start to brush up against the Moshe Rabbeinu and Avraham Avinu. How do we connect to the level? So, I'd love to read it inside, but the Reish Chachma here tells us one suggestion. Reish Chachma, a classic sefer, I forgot his name, but it's a classic sefer of Machshava and Kabbalah, quoted all over the place. Very, it's a great sefer. And there's even an edition that has all of the quotes from the Zohar translated into Hebrew in the column. It's a really very nice sefer. It's a very large sefer. I feel like there's a Vidal or something in his name. That name. But Sefer Reish Chachma says one suggestion for Dvekus is song. To sing. He speaks about singing Tashem, Mizmorim, Shevach Takarish Baruch Hu. I remember when I was in camp finishing ninth grade, there was one guy in our division who used to always walk around singing songs to himself. And just while we walked, he was always humming and whistling. And I remember one of the rabbinical people in the camp said to him, "No, that's such a great mitzvah." And the guy said, "Why? I just like songs." So besides the fact that it keeps you happy, you don't realize what that does to you if you're always singing good songs. And the Reish Chachma here says that if a person's always whistling, singing songs that have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it keeps his mind focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here I have to give a little bit of a advertisement for what I feel is the proper way to engage in a tish and a kumzitz or even a concert. You know, song is fun. It's fun to sing, and it's fun to, you know, sit around with the guys and sing a song, you know, 99 bottles of beer on the wall. It's fun to nicely sing and yuck it up together. In non-Jewish society also, singing is a fun activity, a social activity. But it's so important that while we sing, besides the enjoyment that we get from the song, that we also realize that we're trying to connect. Jumping around to Yamamai is great that it gets you going and gets you all excited. But if there's no machshava behind it, that you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the words or with the niggun, so you're missing so much of what song is about. He speaks about this here. He says, if you flip to the back page, just to show you a key line, he says, "Mipnei," the second paragraph on the back, "Mipnei she'en anu yodim l'sadir shvachim." We don't really know what to sing. Tov shenemar shivchei David HaMelech. You might as well choose some of the classics, right? You don't know what to go, so go to the top 10 list. Go to David HaMelech. Go see what he wrote. And he says, "Kimo shirei haTorah gormim dvekas b'Hashem, ukimo." There's a typo here. "Kach hashirim shehanashim omros shem divrei cheshek v'nivel peh." Doesn't only mean women here, but the other songs that are out there on the market that are filled with nivel peh and cheshek, meaning urges for bad things. And when you walk around singing that all day, so it destroys your soul. And when you walk around singing Shira Lo Zamru Lo, so that does something totally different to your soul. Song. To have a song, whistle while you work, to have a song in your mind, you're walking from here to the Chadarocha. So sing a song, besides the fact that it'll make you a happy and optimistic person. The other suggestion, and this is just, it's necessary reading for every Jew, and we can't read it now, but you have to read it, this next passage from the Moreh Nevuchim. The Rambam speaks about connecting to Hashem, and he says here that the way to connect and to reach these madrigos is first to start with the things that you need to be connected during. Tefillah, he says, for instance. Start with the first paragraph of Tefillah, the first paragraph of Shemona Esrei. Spend months actually concentrating on the words while you're saying them. You want to be connected to Hashem all day? Well, why don't you start being connected to Hashem when you're supposed to be connected to Hashem? Take 15 minutes of Seder and don't look up for the Gemara for 15 minutes straight. Even when you're looking at the words, you know how many times you think about other things? You look up, you see who walked into the Beis Medrash, the Chavrusa next to you makes a noise and you look at them. The idea is to be fully focused, 100% focused. I told someone recently, try to say Shemona Esrei, try. In a Seder, with your finger on each word, and actually pointing to each word in your sitter while you're saying them. Try to do it just for a paragraph or two. The Rambam says, after doing that, lishanim, for years, the Rambam says, then you can move on to the rest of Shemona Esrei, and then you can move on to connecting when you're not davening, when you're not learning. But the Rambam here, you have to read it, tells us here a curriculum for concentrating and focusing on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You just have to read the Rambam here. And he tells you how to do it. And we're going to end, because we're so late, we're going to end with this last little passage from the Moreh Nevuchim. He says, the ultimate level of Avram and Moshe, Ein Zos Madrega, this is not a Madrega that I can tell you that you're going to reach. That you're going to be davuk all the time. He says, you know what, most people when they're eating, they think about food. And when they're in the store, they're thinking about the store. And when they're speaking with people, they're speaking with people, and that's fine. He says, that doesn't have to be your goal. Your goal, though, has to be that when you're learning, you're learning. And when you're davening, you're davening. And when you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah. And you're fully focused on Hashem when you're doing it. And when you're singing at a tish, you're singing at a tish. And when you're dancing, you're not thinking like, how do I get into the middle circle? And do I look good now with this move that I'm pulling? And should I do this? No, you're focused on Hashem when you're dancing. And your eyes are closed and you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Aval HaMadrega HaHi. I can't promise you can get to the level of Moshe, but this Madrega, Hahi, Asher Kadam Zacha, that I just mentioned, Efshur Lishtadel, you can. If you work hard, you can do it. Behergel, by working hard and practicing. The El Eloka Nosat Tchina, and I will end, the Rambam says, by throwing up to God a prayer, Utzvila, Lahasir, Ulaharchik Hamonim, to remove from us all of those things that prevent us, that are mavdilim beinenu ubeino, the afal pisharov hamonim ahem meitanu, and even though most of those things that are monea us from Hashem are not him, they're us, I'm still davening to Hashem, please remove all the meias, even though they're meitanu, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, abanoseichem hayu mavdilim beinechem lebein elokechem. We should all be zocha to connect this week, to start in this mahalach, of Vayera Alav Hashem Be'ilonei Mamre, that even when we're doing mundane things, we can connect to Hashem, Halavai, but we should all connect to the path of the Rambam, that we start by at least having Dveikus when we're davening, when we're learning, we start with small little pieces, we try to sing, Al Pi the Reishis Chachma, sing a song once in a while, have thoughts, say Tehillim once in a while. Tehillim is not something just for women and just for Hasidim. Tehillim is the Morasha of all of Klal Yisrael. It's the Yerusha of all of Klal Yisrael. Something that we can connect to. Pick one kapitel of Tehillim. Try to say it once a day, twice a week. Connect. Connect to a kapitel of Tehillim. Connect to the Shiros of David HaMelech. Get the other Shiros out of your head. And then we should all be Zocha.